From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have pledged to work more closely on a wide range of security, trade, and health issues. The two leaders held more than 3 hours of talk Saturday. Unusual altercations between White House staff, American reporters, and Chinese security officials during Mr. Obama's arrival in Hangzhou have threatened to mar the meeting even before it began. Mr. Obama is telling China it needs to adopt a more responsible role on the world stage and to adhere to international norms. Before heading to the G20 summit, Mr. Obama told CNN China needs to show restraint in its relations with smaller countries, especially as it deals with territorial disputes in the South China Sea. The American leader said that with increasing power comes increasing responsibilities. The United States and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire in Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the country. The two countries appear to be closer to an agreement, but major obstacles remain. There are hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines of the G20 summit. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Sunday she intends to seize a new trading opportunities for Britain after the Prime Minister's first meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama since taking office. Here's Mr. Obama.
It was a wide-ranging conversation, but it began with the basic premise that even as the U.K. pursues an orderly exit from the EU, together we reaffirm the very special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom.
Ms. May said there will be no second referendum on Brexit. This is VOA News. Republican Donald Trump has edged closer to Democrat Hillary Clinton in public opinion polls 3 weeks ahead of their first debate of the presidential campaign. Several U.S. polls show Clinton ahead of Trump, but he has cut her lead to about 4 percentage points or less, about half the gap of a few weeks ago. Clinton narrowly leads in several key states. Numerous U.S. political analysts are still predicting she will become the country's 45th president, but they have narrowed the odds a bit in recent days. Turkey says Turkish-backed rebels battling Islamic State extremists on the Syrian border have driven IS fighters from their last remaining strongholds along a 100-kilometer stretch of borderland. Sunday, Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency said border territory stretching from Azaz northeastward to Jarablus have been cleared. Those claims were confirmed by monitors of the Britain-based London Observatory for Human Rights. U.S. President Barack Obama assured Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Sunday that the U.S. is committed to bringing the perpetrators of the failed coup in Turkey to justice. He stopped short of saying the U.S. would extradite a Muslim cleric that Mr. Erdogan blames for the coup. A new United Nations report warns restrictions on freedom of expression threaten Somalia's political transition to democracy after decades of conflict and violence. Lisa Schlein reports.
The 48-page report documents widespread violations in Somalia against journalists, human rights defenders, and political leaders, including numerous killings, arbitrary arrests and detention, intimidation and closure of critical media outlets. Over the past 4 years, the report notes 30 journalists and 18 parliamentarians have been killed in Somalia. It also documents 120 cases of arbitrary arrest and detention of media workers between January 2014 and July 2016. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Pope Francis Sunday declared Mother Teresa a saint during a canonization ceremony in front of tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square. Mother Teresa, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known for her work among the poorest people of India. Hong Kong voted in its first major election Sunday since the mass democracy protests in 2014. Voters chose members for the territory's 70-seat legislative council, in which the pro-democracy opposition is hoping to maintain at least a third of the seats so it can have a veto power in the assembly. Turnout was reported above average. Election results are expected early Monday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.